Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And John says he fell at his feet as a dead man. And there is a sense of a trauma. That was John's wake-up call. That was God flipping on the lights of his glory and of who he is in front of John as he was, you know, in his state. And he came awake. And I think what happens is as we go through Revelation, we are jolted awake at times. And God gets our attention and kind of grabs us by the lapel and says, hey, you need to be awake here. But what that does in terms of stamina and perseverance is the key to perseverance is engaging the Christ. That's the key. And as we engage him day by day, he instills us with his power and strength to carry on. And sometimes it's just for that day. Mm. You know, give me oil in my lamp, Lord, just for this one day. And that's exactly what he does. And that's what God begins to do with John through the book of Revelation.
Absolutely amazing. I don't remember if I heard this from you or from one, I read it out of one of my commentaries, but somebody said, and tell me if this was you, but that when a community, when a city, a nation, even a people start to just be casual about the things of God and really kind of let the lines blur, so to speak, that we don't see as many evidences of the Holy Spirit moving. God doesn't go away, but you don't see like a manifestation of him moving deeply because the dependence isn't there. We've loosened our grip, so to speak. And it reminded me of this Tozer quote that you referenced in your book here. And he said, if the Holy Spirit was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would go on and no one would know the difference. If the Holy Spirit had been withdrawn from the New Testament church, 95% of what they did would stop, and everybody would know the difference. Either way, I'm thinking, if we're sleeping, if we're drowsy, if we got an attitude, if we've taken it for granted, what if that is true, that you don't see the manifest presence of God in your midst anymore, and you sort of get used to it? That's a way to be lulled to sleep, isn't it?
Well, it really is. In fact, you just accurately described five of the seven churches that Jesus Christ spoke to in Revelation 2 and 3, and they were at that point. They had lots of activity, lots of busyness, things were going on in the church, but there was no life there. There was the imitation of life, but there wasn't real life. And in fact, Christ uses two illustrations to help them understand that, and one of the things he says to them is I'm outside the door of my own church knocking. Please let me in. And, you know, as we think about our churches today, I mean, we go to church and stuff and we assume that God is there, but how do we know? I mean, how do we even know that Christ is there? Is it because we happen to have a performance up on stage or people are greeting us at the door? We have coffee bar. I mean, how do we know Jesus is really there? And one of the things that Christ says to his bride is part of waking up is repentance in the body of Christ to say, Lord, I need to return to the original things that you gave me. Return to those things that strengthen you. And of course, that thing is the original passion that we had for Jesus Christ in the beginning. And I ask the question, have you ever been more fervent in your faith? Have you ever been more passionate in love with Christ? Have you ever more eagerly awaited his return? And if there's another time in your life where you've experienced that, then you may be drowsy or you may be asleep. And then the second thing, Susie, that Jesus says to some of these churches, he says, unless you repent, my people, I will come and remove your lampstand from you. So if we wonder why we're not having more influence in our world, it could be that we're not awake, according to Christ's definition.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.